In late November of 2024, the Fredericton Police Force announced that they were hiring Mr. Francois, who goes by Frank, Levesque, as their new Deputy Chief of Police. Deputy Chief Levesque took his position earlier this year. I sat down with Levesque to find out more about this new member of the Fredericton Police Force's leadership team and what he brings to the community.
Yeah, well, I started, it's my 22nd year going on. I started in Quebec, did my police officer degree with the academy, they call it the Quebec National Police School. Started in Montreal, mainly working on the big Montreal city highways. I decided to come back home. New Brunswick is my province and my home, so I came back to my city in Edmonton as a police officer. I did about 13 years on patrol, and after that I had the opportunity to join the RCMP as an Edmonton Police Force officer, but they call it as a gunman, so integrated member. So I did intelligence for a year. And after that, they opened another position for the federal serious and organized crime. And so I went there as a special investigator for 4 years with the RCMP. COVID time, I got back to with the Edmonton Police Force as a police sergeant on patrol. And then just after 4 months, the deputy chief position there opened. I applied for it and got it, and was also 911 manager. Was a deputy chief for almost four years. And there was an opening here as a deputy chief of police for the Fredericton Police Force.
Levesque boasts an impressive resume, including work in intelligence operations with the RCMP. To get a better idea of how that experience translates to his current position, I followed up on his work in intelligence and what exactly that entails.
Intelligence, basically, it's a broad term. Intelligence is everything from observations, from reports, gathering information and pass it through other agencies within your agencies on an officer safety point, and to reach and to make a safer communities, because communication is the key here. The information sometimes sensitive also. That's why it's not talked about a lot, because it's mostly sensitive and we can't talk about the information, but it leads towards some arrests.
After discussing his past experience, the conversation moved to the present, as Levesque described his current role within the FPF.
I would say the first thing for me is to get to know people, you know, coming from externally, just knowing people on the personal side, and so they get to know me also and have everyday discussion, you know. And my role is to support basically the Fredericton Police Force senior management team, but I would say the whole organization. Support the chief of police on a day-to-day basis, support the other deputy chief of police, and we also have two inspectors and you know, that are part of our team, and all the other leaders in our organizations and all the other members. We're in an era where technology and innovation is really important, so I like technology, but it all depends on what is that technology going to lead us, you know, to make our officers' daily task easier also.
Finally, I asked Deputy Chief Levesque what challenges the FPF faces and what his strategies for tackling them might be.
The challenges we might face are not unique to the FPF or unique to Fredericton. Like everywhere, we're recruiting, you want to employ your retention, but mainly it's the same challenge everywhere. It's important, I think, it's not only for police, I think it's for the whole community, and is to sit, everybody sits at the same table, and they bring their solution, they bring their feedback, and we have a discussion, and together we try to find the best solution.
This is Aidan Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.